KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies, and it's 30 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high around 54. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, a Creston resident reported an incident of theft Thursday morning. Creston police say a resident in the 100 block of South Jarvis Street reported a red three-person canoe with a live well was stolen from her property sometime between April 5th and 6th. The loss was estimated at $500. And a City of Creston employee reported Thursday that sometime during the overnight hours of April 5th, someone drove into the northeast corner of fencing at the Bill Sears baseball fields in the area of Clark and Chestnut Streets. The incident caused an estimated $2,500 damage. At the Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday, a woman from Diagonal had reported Wednesday that someone had gotten into her party bus while it was parked at 1678 East Adams Street in Creston. A sound system, which included a radio, speakers, and amplifier, were stolen from the bus. The loss there estimated at $500. Police in Creston cited two teens following an accident in Creston Thursday afternoon. 16-year-old Sydney Martin of Creston was cited after she stopped at the intersection of West Howard and North Elm Streets in Creston at around 4:40 p.m., but then pulled into the intersection. The 2003 Chevy she was driving hit a 2003 Saturn broadside, causing $4,600 damage. Neither Martin nor the driver of the Saturn, 17-year-old Allie Hudgens of Creston, were injured. Hudgens was cited for failure to have a valid driver's license. Two people were injured during a collision Wednesday afternoon in Mills County. The sheriff's office said yesterday Larry Bludorn of Omaha and his passenger Joe Myers were transported by Glenwood Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Following the crash, it took place just before 5 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 34 and Hillman Road, just west of Glenwood. Their injuries were described as minor. Officials say a 1999 Dodge driven by Bludorn was traveling east on Highway 34 when Gavin Cruz of Glenwood failed to yield as he was crossing the highway from Hillman Road. Cruz's 1997 Ford struck the Dodge on the driver's side, causing the Dodge to enter the ditch. Cruz was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said yesterday the traffic stop Thursday morning resulted in the arrest of two people on drug charges. At around 3 a.m. Thursday, deputies of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office K-9 unit stopped a green 2005 Toyota Corolla for speeding near the intersection of Waubonsie Avenue and 255th Street in Tabor. A Fremont County Narcotics K-9 was deployed and alerted to the presence of a controlled substance in the vehicle. The passenger, 24-year-old Lindsay Miner of Glenwood, was arrested for possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. The driver, 37-year-old Travis Watson of Pacific Junction, was arrested for speeding nearly 80 miles per hour in a 55 zone, along with operating while intoxicated for his offense, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and open container. Watson was released on $2,000 bond, and Miner was released on $1,300 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office K-9 unit in conducting those arrests. The driver at I-80 Speedway and Eagle Raceway in Nebraska is using the hood of his race car to honor a fallen Omaha police officer. The Omaha World Herald reports driver Jim Cahill unveiled the tribute to Officer Kerry Orozco at the Omaha Police Department's Northwest Precinct. The fallen officer's mother, Ellen Holtz from Walnut, christened the car by spraying it with a bottle of champagne. Orozco died May the 20th of last year, that is, after she was shot by a suspect as police sought to arrest the fugitive on an assault warrant. Cahill's four-cylinder front-wheel drive Chevy features a large portrait of Orozco as well as Support Blue and Carry On logos. Cahill plans to test the race car today and tomorrow at the I-80 Speedway near Greenwood, Nebraska. Red Oak Police Chief Justin Ramey and Montgomery County Sheriff Joe Sampson yesterday announced a permanent medication drop box is now located in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center at 106 West Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak. The drop box will be accessible to the public during normal business hours. The special drop box is made possible through a small grant from the Governor's Office of Drug Control Policy to address the increasing problem of prescription drug abuse. Citizens wishing to utilize the medication drop box are asked to place all their medications in sealed, non-breakable containers and are requested not to include any sharps, such as syringes or lancets, or any other item that could cause injury to personnel servicing the drop box. You should also remove all your personal identification from your unneeded, controlled prescription drugs, seal the medicines in vials or bags, and take them to the nearest Take Back Iowa drop box site, which, as I mentioned, is in Montgomery County. And you can place your medicines in the secure drop box anonymously. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, authorities say a Sioux City woman who approached her husband for a kiss instead bit and tore his lower lip. Court records say 59-year-old Carol Smith is charged with felony willful injury. The documents say the incident occurred in the couple's Sioux City home on May the 24th last year. Police say Smith's husband required plastic surgery and say his psychologist reports the man now suffers from a form of post-traumatic stress disorder. Smith's next court appearance is scheduled for April 15th. A man shot by police during a standoff in Sioux City has pleaded not guilty to three charges. Court records say 44-year-old Lee Fisher entered written pleas Thursday to domestic abuse assault, intimidation with a dangerous weapon, and assault on a police officer. Police responded to a call March the 5th about a man firing a gun inside of his home while his former wife was there. Officers say Fisher left his home after about 4 hours and was ordered to drop the gun as he advanced. Police say he didn't drop it and was then shot by a Sioux City officer. The woman was not injured. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says she's confident that Iowa will be more prepared this spring if there's another outbreak of the bird flu.
I do feel very good about it. A number of the issues that we discussed with the USDA secretary last year, Tom Vilsack, have been implemented.
Ernst, a Republican from Red Oak, says a lot of work has been done to help prevent an outbreak like the one that hit last year.
Of course, we know that the avian influenza, the strains will change potentially over time. So that's something that we do have to keep an eye on. But I know that they have been working with producers to make sure that the protection of their facilities, the integrity of those facilities is strong.
Ernst says reacting quickly if there is another outbreak is important.
Knowing that the strains can change is not to say it will never happen again. We are hopeful that we would be able to prevent the spread of it, but we still have to be vigilant.
Some 34 million birds on 77 Iowa farms had to be destroyed after contracting the virus last year. Briarcliff University in Sioux City has a new president. The Sioux City Journal reports Hamid Shirvani was introduced Thursday as the private university's new president. Shirvani is a former college administrator with 36 years of experience in higher education, most recently in California. He'll succeed current president Bev Wharton, who announced in September that she would leave her position at the end of this school year. Wharton has led the school for 15 years. Shirvani was picked after a nationwide search and will become the 10th president of Briarcliff University, which has an enrollment of about 1,150 students. Elsewhere in state news, authorities are investigating the death of a 26-year-old man in South Central Iowa. The Marion County Sheriff's Office said the body of Shane Wyand was found at a home west of Pleasantville. Medics and officers were sent there after a 911 call at around 10:40 a.m. Thursday. The circumstances surrounding Wyand's death prompted officers to obtain a search warrant for the home. Authorities have not provided details about those circumstances, the suspected cause of death, or what the 911 caller said. An autopsy has been scheduled. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.